The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, February the 15th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Piero the Unfortunate Was Born 553 Years Ago Today. So, I suppose, in modern-day parlance, one would call him Unlucky Piero. And the time is 10:09 a.m. here in London, making it 5:09 a.m. on the east coast of America and 2:09 a.m. on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. Couple of things first that I have listened to, well, one at least, and that is Richie from Boston put a new show up on his BitChute channel. Trump is pulling cash and new laws say he can. Now, what he played was there was a business that had $50,000 in cash seized from them by a branch of the US government, and they were told that they were allowed to do it because cash wasn't property. Cash was not defined as property. Cash was defined as something that the government produces and therefore it belongs to the government. So that's where the title is derived from. And of course, he used that to push precious metals, investing in things like that, getting your money out of the bank, all that sort of thing, which he talks about a lot. But he opened up with a clip that he played. He said about Trump, again, you can't trust this guy. He didn't put his hand on the Bible. And then you look at where he, how he displays his Christianity, or rather lack of. You look at that church that he went to shortly after he went into office, where that woman speaking, you know, had a go at him. And he said, I don't think she did a very good service or something like that. Why would you even go to a service like that anyway? And point two, and this is the main one, he played a clip of this Paula White. And I've heard some of this clip before and I didn't like it then. And this time I just had to reach for the phone and just forward it because it really, it's demonic. Okay, that woman just sounds like a demon to me. And the fact that he would appoint someone like that in some sort of so-called Christian capacity, which clearly she is not, is another indicator. But we're going to get into that later. I think my premise with Trump is he's going to look after he's going to buy the American people off by returning them to some sort of sanity without actually giving them anything. Because he needs to buy them off for things he's got planned on the geopolitical stage. That is my opinion. And I hope that I'm wrong. The next show that I started listening to, well, I say started, I'm about 35 minutes in to a 50-minute show. This is the third hour of the Jeff Rentz programme from yesterday, entitled War and Tumult Remain Just Outside the Door. Now, this is the monthly appearance of Stefan Verstappen, who I always enjoy. And he talked about psychopaths And it was very interesting because what he said was that any democracy is always going to be run by psychopaths. That's why democracies don't work. And he said, at least with a monarchy, you have the chance that, you know, the next king or queen or what have you is going to not be a psychopath. Whereas when you've got a democracy, you're always going to, it's just natural that psychopaths are going to seize control of it. That's what happens. And he gave the example of when America, their form of government was chosen to be a republic, and Thomas Jefferson said, we've given you a republic for as long as you can keep it. Well, again, we know that that's been usurped now as well, when you see who really does control that country. And there you go. So that's an interesting show. Dr. Patrick Slattery, he's put a Boomer Vision up on republicbroadcastingarchives.org, as right next to it, because they followed on from each other yesterday when they were broadcasting. Mark Dankoff has got a new Dankoff report. So go to republicbroadcastingarchives.org. If you're listening after Saturday, because these shows will drop down as new shows are added, then you just need to click the show hosts tab on the right-hand side of the page and select Mark Dankoff and select Patrick Slattery, and you'll be able to get these respective shows. And finally, not finally, actually, not the BCFM Politics Show, which I get from politicsthisweek.org.uk. I believe that is the website. I will just check it for you. politicsthisweek.wordpress.com. Good that I checked. politicsthisweek.wordpress.com. Okay, so that is the Tony Gosling and Martin Summers show that I always look forward to on a Saturday. And I also went over to the Victor Hugo BitChute channel and downloaded the I think there was one full show of a couple of hours, and then there's lots of little snippets and that I can't quite work out how he puts these things up, and potentially they're things that I've listened to before and things like that. So I'll work my way through them, and if there's something that I'm not interested in or sounds reminiscent of something I've heard before, I'll just whack it forward to the next show. And then funnily enough, yesterday, I don't know why, because I very rarely listen to music, but while I was listening to some of my director's commentaries, I had the strange urge to listen to Bob Dylan's Political World off the, I believe, 1989 Oh Mercy album. And when I did that, I ended up going through my Bob Dylan folder and listened to all of Blood on the Tracks, which was 1970-something, I'm not sure, and Slow Train Coming, which, for some reason, Nick Cave says is his favourite album ever. It's not bad, but I certainly wouldn't call it a favourite. Mark Knopfler does the guitar on it, and the drums are very good as well, which are by Pick Withers, who was also from Dire Straits, their drummer, their original drummer, who left before the Love Over Gold tour, but after the album, causing the band to say, look, you know, you're going to make the money from the album sales, but you don't want to do the work on the tour. But that was his decision, and off he went. Okay, so let's move on to see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. So, got a few for you here. First up, moment Trump stunningly admits he can't understand a word from foreign reporter at press conference. Well, why is it stunning that one would admit you can't understand a word from a foreign reporter at a press conference? I'm getting quite sick of this. I talked about it before about how, you know, they're even said in this country, they tried to push it, that if you're on the phone and there's someone of a foreign, can you even say that, foreign background, someone whose English-speaking voice is not, they've not learnt English properly because you can't understand what they're saying. And I'm the one who should feel guilty about that. Do you know what I mean? If I went over to another country and I wanted to live in that country, then I would learn their language. And if someone said they couldn't understand me, I'd be apologising to them, saying, look, I'm sorry, I've not quite grasped the language yet. Thank you for pointing it out. It shows I've still got work to do. And I would do that work if I wanted to live in that country, because I want to be completely familiar with the language, because that is the language the country that I want to live in speaks. Does that make sense? But to have a headline, Trump stunningly admits he can't understand a word from foreign reporter at press conference, where you say, well, They don't want to live there. Well, yeah, they're representing a particular news agency from their country, presumably. So whatever news agency or corporation or what have you, newspaper, they represent, they've made a very bad choice in sending that person over if they can't speak English properly. It's as simple as that. So again, it's amazing the sort of things that we're expected to find. You know, how can someone say such a thing? Oh, it's terrible. What? Be honest. All right? Okay, next up, we've got US blast at Arab nations over Gaza. All these countries say they care about Palestinians, but none of them wants to take them in if they've a better idea for Gaza than Trump's. Let's hear it. Well, I've got an idea for you. You don't want them to live in Gaza, so why don't you give them some other land that Israel stole? And if you look at the original United Nations borders that were drafted for Israel and Palestine in 1948, I believe, and look at how it looks today, there's a lot of that land that these people are occupying in contravention of United Nations law. Unless, of course, the United Nations agreed to broaden the land since then, which I don't believe they have. So there's plenty of areas that people can be make way for these Palestinians to live in. I don't understand why other countries should have to take them in, unless you go back to that story I covered recently, where some Israeli source said the people that should take the Palestinians are the Irish, I think, and Ireland and Spain, because they criticised the actions of Israel in Gaza and said it was a war crime. So as a result, they should take the refugees. That's the way these, whoever said that seems to think, which was quite bizarre to me. Okay, then we've got Labour under fire over another vile WhatsApp chat. Minister ran group which branded veterans and pensioners Nazis and featured AI photo of Rishi Sunak being deported to Rwanda. Well, again, that's how they see old people. They look at them and, oh, these people don't get with our woke programme. They must be Nazis. That's why they always call people Nazis. I'm the furthest thing from a Nazi. I'm a Christian. But they will see Christians as Nazis. It's a little label that they wanted to attach. Funnily enough, at the time, the label Nazi wasn't what the German establishment under Hitler called themselves. They were National Socialists. Nazi was a derogatory term that I believe was coined for them by some guy in America or something, and then it sort of spread around the world. It was based in America anyway, I believe. I might be wrong. But it certainly wasn't a term that the Germans attributed to themselves at that time. And again, we see that it's being used. Obviously, these people in control think that they've made it sound like the absolute worst thing in the world, like Nazi is interchangeable with psychopath. It doesn't work like that for me. I think I know who the true psychopaths are on the planet. But they think that this is the most heinous label one could apply, and so they apply it at will to people they don't like. And if you have got any idea of what governments think of old people, or you don't have any idea, just look at what they did to them during COVID and the lockdowns and locking them in care homes, etc., etc., etc. And it takes me back to the Oprah Winfrey comment some years ago that old people, especially white ones, need to just die. That was what she said. You can look that up for yourself. It was an interview, so you might find it online if they haven't scrubbed it out the way, as they're so good at doing. Then we've got Surrey Pride founder 40 traded WhatsApp messages with volunteer about kidnapping school children, court hears. Well, make of that what you will. I think I heard a story out of America where a couple of children were adopted by a homosexual couple, and this couple were sent to prison because they've been repeatedly raping them. I think that was last year. But you can't draw any inference between the two. You know, paedophiles are from the heterosexual population too. We do hear about a lot of girls being abused by men. So it's, you know, you have to be so careful in this democracy that we live in, that I think Stefan Verstappen so succinctly described as democracies being run by psychopaths. I mean, who other than a psychopath would prevent one from quoting the words of God from the Bible. You don't have to be a Christian, folks, but you'd have to be a psychopath. You'd have to be so full of yourself to actually say, you know, I'm going to censor the Bible, the word of God. I've got that much hubris that I'm that so cocky in myself and my own abilities and my own superiority over everybody else. I'm going to censor the word of God. As Pastor Dan John said some years ago to someone who wasn't sure they should believe in God or not, he said, well, if you're not sure, why don't you just believe in him? Because if you die and he doesn't exist, you haven't lost anything. But if you die and he does exist and you've not believed in him, then you might not be going to where you would like. And for people to actually censor the word of God and threaten to jail people who pray, things like that, just goes to show it can only be evil in charge of countries where that is allowed to happen. Okay, so let's move on to iconic British bootmaker Dr. Martins is axing 70 UK jobs while moving operations to India. I never owned a pair of Dr. Martins in my life. And they weren't the right shape for me. I think that they're a bit wide. I always tended to have quite a narrow foot. But I know Dr. Martin's boots have been popular over the century. Over the centuries, I don't know if they've been going for a century. But certainly you can apply them to goths. You can apply them to skinheads. You can apply them to punks. People, I think, are still wearing them a lot today. I see people wearing them. I'm not sure what the trends are today. But they've certainly seemed to be adopted by youth. A substantial portion of each generation seems to turn to these, and the factory is an example of another business that is moving overseas. And it reminds me of a listener wrote in about a recent show, and I've been talking about how the West is just sort of dying on the vine. It was the show about the global warming, great global warming swindle. That was the one. And they pointed out that all these countries places like Dubai, and you look at other countries where China, they have these high-speed rail. They're really streets ahead in their technology. Their streets look so much better, things like that. Whereas we're just left to decay and wither away in the West. And that, for me, is by design. And this is another example of a long-standing British company moving to what they consider a better place for business. You know, maybe over in India, they're not worried about their building getting covered in graffiti. Maybe they're not worried about being able to hire and fire staff based upon their ability at the job. They're not suddenly going to find someone come in and claim, oh, this is discrimination, this is unfair. And people have just got sick of it. And they're saying, right, forget it. And then again, that is by design. It's called deindustrialization of a country. And once you deindustrialize a country, then the country is locked into what you tell them, because you can't suddenly turn round to the powers that should not be and say, okay, sod you then, we're going to go it alone. We're going to make our own clothes, our own furniture, our own cars, our own Dr. Martin's boots. Well, you can't do it anymore because you're manufacturing in other countries. And that's another reason they've done it, to make you dependent on their globalist system. Okay, let's move on to J.D. Vance claims free speech and democracy are in retreat in Britain and across Europe as US Vice President delivers astonishing attack on America's allies. Why is this astonishing? I'm going to tell you what he said, and you tell me if you're astonished by this. It sounds like common sense to me. So I'm just going to scroll down, because it's quite a lengthy article. Mr. Vance said... No, let's start with this bit. Mr. Vance cited the example of Adam Smith Connor, who was arrested after he refused to leave a safe zone around an abortion clinic designed to protect vulnerable women. He claimed it was an attack on the basic liberties of religious Britons that criminalises prayer. Mr. Vance said, a little over 2 years ago, the British government charged Adam Smith Connor, a 51-year-old physiotherapist and army veteran, with the heinous crime of standing 50 metres from an abortion clinic and silently praying for 3 minutes, not obstructing anyone, not interacting with anyone, just silently praying on his own. After British law enforcement spotted him and demanded to know what he was praying for, Adam replied simply, it was on behalf of the unborn son he and his former girlfriend had aborted years before. Now, the officers were not moved. Adam was found guilty of breaking the government's new buffer zones law, which criminalises silent prayer and other actions that could influence a person's decision within 200 metres of abortion facility. He was sentenced to pay thousands of pounds in legal costs to the prosecution. In Britain and across Europe, free speech, I fear, is in retreat. Okay, so what's so astonishing about that? Well, this is what I look for in the Daily Mail. Okay? Now listen to each paragraph carefully. This is the Daily Mail editorial now, and you can work out whose side these people are on. Smith Connor denied doing so, but was found guilty last year of failing to comply with a public space protection order at the centre in Bournemouth in November 2022. In England, where the incident involving Smith Connor took place, buffer zones apply within 150 metres of an abortion clinic rather than 200 metres, as the Vice President appeared to claim. So they're nitpicking here. Oh, he said 200 rather than 150, so he's wrong about that. Maybe he must be wrong about, you know, not being allowed to pray outside the abortion clinic if he's wrong about the distance that he claimed. And then get this. The case preceded the enforcement of the Public Order Act 2023, which introduced new rules on safe access zones outside all abortion clinics following a free vote, meaning that no party was governed by their whip to vote with their party, a free vote in Parliament that received cross-party support. Oh, in other words, they all supported it. So it doesn't matter what political party you align yourself with in the UK, your representatives in Parliament voted for this, so that must be what you think too. Well, were you asked about it? I certainly wasn't asked about it. I don't remember any referendum coming out that has asked us if we want our free speech restricted in any way or our ability to do prayer. I don't remember any referendum coming towards the British people that's changed what was guaranteed to us under Magna Carta, which was free speech. And Magna Carta also protected us from exploitation. We'll just leave it at that. Okay? But I don't recall any referendum coming to the British people to have that changed. So all this law is just garbage. But the way that the Daily Mail report it, you can see that they think that this stuff is right. And they're just trying to sell it to you here. So anyway, there is a poll here. It says, is free speech in decline? I clicked yes, and that's got 89% of the vote, with just 9% of the vote. And that's the sort of thing you see in the comments as well, because you still get, I believe a lot of these are paid trolls that will go into the comments and downvote things that are very popular. So the top one here, let's just see what other people think. Because as you can see, this is a very contentious issue for me, because free speech is what protects us against psychopaths. Okay? You think about all the evil going on in the world and how the media and the government, well, you know, they have the right to do this because they were attacked. No, there are limits to what you can do on either side. And you don't just give someone carte blanche unless, of course, you're being controlled by a group of people. Okay, and what these governments are doing by restricting people's free speech, you see, if you keep pointing out something is wrong, then the people who want to do the wrong things, in the end, they get worried that there's enough support against them that they're going to have to stop their agenda, which they know is wrong. And that is done by free speech. It's not done by calling for violence. It's not done by doing what they do, which is violence to others. It's done by peaceful free speech designed to influence other people so that we can stop harms coming to people by psychopaths. It's as simple as that. But what psychopaths do, therefore, is they want to restrict your rights to free speech so they can get on with their psychopathy. Let's see this first comment from Bosworth 1485. This has got 4,400 upvotes and 265 downvotes. Sad to say, but the Tories were almost as bad as Labour Liberals on this issue. They paid the price at the election. Tories like me switched to Reform or stayed home. Four or five voters voted against Starmer. We are now relying on Trump for level-headedness and a return to sanity for the Western world. So, again, I'm a big critic of Trump. But matters such as this, why are we relying on the Vice President of the United States to point out to our government and governments around Europe, you know, you need to give people their free speech rights back that they were guaranteed, like you have under the American Constitution, the First Amendment right. And we will see if that continues or if there are certain aspects of free speech that you're not guaranteed in America. Or rather, well, I think you can work out how that may work, that you might be guaranteed free speech in some areas, but maybe not in others. And this leads me on to the final article that I have today, which was sent in from Bill. Thanks, Bill. My email address is andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. That's andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. And if you do have something you want to suggest, please send it over. I can't guarantee I'll read it. It has to fit in with the show. But this one is from aol.co.uk. Headline, Putin preparing war against NATO countries next year, warns Zelensky, latest Ukraine developments. And this was put out yesterday. And so what Zelensky has said at this Munich security conference, where J.D. Vance was speaking as well, they, Russia, can go forward to Ukraine or they will go to Poland or to Baltic. Zelensky warned of Putin's long-term goals. This is what he said. All I've got from intelligence is that he's preparing the war against NATO countries next year. And I think so, but I don't know. God bless, we will stop this crazy guy and we will not have war in the world, in Europe. But you will not stop him just to say, yes, we will stop. It is not enough. He added that security guarantees for Ukraine were the only way to stop future threats from Russia. He says on X, every night Russia carries out such attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure and cities. He's comparing it to the accusation that Russia hit Chernobyl, the nuclear power plant. And Russia continues to expand his army, this is Zelensky writing again, and shows no change in its deranged anti-human state rhetoric. This means that Putin is definitely not preparing for negotiations. He is preparing to continue deceiving the world. That is why there must be unified pressure from all who value life, pressure on the aggressor. Russia must be held accountable for its actions. So the line that jumps out to me there must be unified pressure from all who value life. Now, the one thing that the Ukraine-Russia war has achieved is a great amount of death, some say up to a million, some say a few hundred thousand, of Russian and Ukraine soldiers combined, who incidentally come from the same European stock. Now, if you want to get this happening on another level, and I've said from the beginning that this conflict was basically a repeat of the Battle of the Somme, which got people of European heritage killing each other and clearing out vast swathes of the white population of Europe. Well, now I think that they're going to try this again. And Russia-Ukraine was just the start. They're going to use this model in other countries throughout Europe in order to get rid of the white European problem, as Nick Griffin said in the... Was it the Christian white problem, I think he said in his speech to the European Parliament. In order to do that, the government's going to have to start showing a bit of love to their people again. Because if the government say, look, we want you to go and fight evil Russia, then people will say, well, you don't even let me say what I believe in my country. I've got no free speech. Why would I fight for you if you won't let me speak? This is why Trump is doing what he's doing and why he's now using this rhetoric on other countries that have taken people's free speech away and said, look, you know, you've really got to ban this idea. And then the other countries don't lose face because they'll say, well, yeah, okay, let's wind it back again. And this explains why you've seen the Daily Mail just throughout the start of this year. All these articles critical of migrants, critical of these protected groups that they didn't seem to criticise in the times before that when I was following the paper on a daily basis. Certainly, the rhetoric has gone right up this year. So that is my feeling. This is all just a scam to soften up the people because they're going to need to use them as cannon fodder later in the year. And I hope that I'm wrong. Okay, so I think that that is all the news development articles that I have for you. So let's see what's going on in the mainstream news right now. And let's start off with AP, AssociatedPress.com. No, sorry, APnews.com is the website. Israel begins releasing Palestinian prisoners after Hamas freed hostages in Gaza. So we did hear, I think Sunday was the deadline, it was either today or Sunday, that the ceasefire would end if they didn't get any more people released. And that is happening, so at least we can have a longer peace there, though. You know, we just don't know how long it's going to be, obviously. Let's go over to BBC News and look at the top most read or the top 10 trending articles on there at the moment. The first one is fire rips through luxury central London hotel. Then the fourth one is what I was talking about from the Daily Mail. JD Vance attacks Europe over free speech and migration. Then five, Elon Musk has been bringing his children to work. I understand he's got about 10 of them. I can't imagine he bought them all, but who knows. And then seven as well. This is the daily article the BBC put out, which is basically what the papers say. And you can identify it because I'll give you the headline. Free speech in retreat and Payne's chaotic last days. So these are obviously two of the top stories they've identified in the mainstream media and therefore put it in their title of their What the Papers Say headline for today. Okay, so that is BBC. Let's see what's happening at the top of the Daily Mail. And I say again, ladies and gentlemen, while I'm not a fan of the Daily Mail, the reason that I use it is it is the most popular newspaper in the world. You can actually look at it, and I mean online as well. I think there's going to come a time where it's going to go almost fully behind the paywall, the Mail Plus paywall. Since when they brought that in, which I believe was less than a year ago, I have seen the number of paywall articles, you know, I don't know, go up fourfold, something like that. So I can see where they're going with this. Let me see. Oh, again, here's the top article. Caribbean woman staying in the UK illegally claims she can't be deported to Grenada as her Latvian husband won't be able to cope with the spicy food. So you've got two immigrants for the price of one there, a Caribbean woman from Grenada and a Latvian man. And that is their top story. So it echoes what I say, that they're really ramping up getting this sort of Daily Mail England type reader. We can't have that. Why are either of these people here? That's not fair. You know, they can't stay here because he doesn't like spicy food because he should be in Latvia anyway. And, you know, you see how they use these sort of things to engineer whatever they've got up their sleeve for the future. Okay, let's go and have a look at the independent news, and we'll start off with RT.com, which I don't believe is independent, but because the UK restricted it, I do look at it for that reason alone. Okay, Zelensky refused to sign rare earth deal with US, according to the media. Now, this is something that President Trump said, that he wants access to their rare earth minerals in exchange for American aid, which seems fair enough to me. But I was listening to someone else on a show, and I can't quite think of them. It might have been Mitchell Henderson. It may well have been Mitchell Henderson. I don't know. That would have been Jeff Rent's program again. But basically, these rare earth minerals that Ukraine has are all in the Donbass region, which Russia controls, apparently, according to whoever I heard, whether it was Mitchell or someone else. I do apologise, I can't remember exactly. Which goes to show that this is all nonsense from the start. So you say, well, why would Zelensky refuse to sign it? Well, I mean, obviously both sides must know, mustn't they? But if he just said, well, I can't do that because Russia controls that area, then he's not going to get any aid. So maybe if he goes down this line, then they might be able to negotiate something where he'll still get some, knowing that he's not going to be able to provide these rare earth minerals that they say that they want. But I imagine that the Americans are well aware of what's where in that country and who controls the particular areas in that country. Rents.com, let's go over there. Gary Holland was Kansas City Chiefs forced to lose the big game. Now, I heard this show, and it was interesting because, and Gary Holland shows aren't, to my knowledge, generally available for free on rents.com. So this is a free hour Jeff has put up. It's at the top of the website. It's from a couple of days ago. And it was very interesting because he equated the Super Bowl, what have you. Apparently the word the Super Bowl, that you have to, he said you have to pay to say the word the Super Bowl in advertising, stuff like that. So they refer to it as the big game. It's amazing how this sort of stuff gets so out of control that you have to license this and license that. But don't let me digress. He talked about, as I say, wrestling, and then he talked about the NFL. That was the word I wanted, not Super Bowl, because I'm talking about the NFL as a whole, because that's what he was talking about. And he claims that a lot of these games have been fixed for years, and he gives examples of why he believes that to be the case. So even as a listener who's never really been interested in American football whatsoever, it was an interesting show that was well put together. And of course, Jeff has since mentioned it on another show that I heard, I believe the one with Yoichi Shimatsu from yesterday. So he was clearly impressed enough to also put it at the top of his website as a free show. Was Kansas City Chiefs forced to lose the big game? And that is a Gary Holland hour that I recommend you go listen to. Okay, HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Federal judge sides with Doge. Full access to all electronic records. Big win for Trump. So, the criticism I had for Trump regarding these judges, maybe something is being done to make sure they don't derail him as they did last time. Then we've got thousands of homes now for sale around Washington, D.C. The rats are fleeing. Searches for criminal defence attorney and Swiss bank skyrocket in Washington, D.C. So this is presumably searches people are doing online. Again, it's not them, the Dems. There's more to it than that. Both parties are controlled. The rhinos as well, which are the majority of the Republican Party. You look at the pushback that Trump got from his own party on both occasions when he got to run for president. And again, I'm talking about the base he represented. They didn't have anyone else that as many members of the public would get behind than Trump. So when they, a slap in the face from them to Trump isn't to Trump, it's to all the people who supported him, who say they're Republicans and these people claim to represent. Clearly they do not. Okay, let's move on to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. And funnily enough, I only just cottoned on to this yesterday. Let's see if I can find it quickly, because Mark sent me an email and it was about, I believe, today's show number 2525. So I'm just seeing here. Yeah. He said, there's a YouTube by Zager and Evans called In the Year 2525. And of course, today's show number is 2525. I'd already got the show title, the unlucky Piero thing that I mentioned earlier. Here's a description of this video, which I saw. It's very well done. It's only 3 minutes long. It's a YouTube. Here's a music video I cut together with footage from the classic apocalyptic sci-fi film Metropolis, combined with sci-fi folk song in the year 2525 by Zager and Evans. I really found them fitting together in a dystopian transhumanist meets Aldous Huxley's Brave New World kind of way. What awaits humanity after the intense... Let's see if I can read the rest of you. I'm going to include this clip in the post for this show so you can watch it. You don't have to search it out. I'm filibustering here because there's an ad. So I'll skip that. Now it's going to start. So I'll pause it and I will make sure that that is included and I'll continue with the description here. What awaits humanity after the intense technological and biological developments set in motion? If we ever get there, Theo von Harbou had some intensively accurate visions of the future, and Fritz Lang did the visual masterpiece. Not to forget Brigitte Helm and her impressive acting. All this is now a classic topic about the future of humanity. In this video, I wanted to concentrate the idea, the message and the visions of the future, with the classic one-hit wonder song and outstanding vintage film footage in the year 2525. So thank you, Mark, for sending that over. And as I say, it will be included in the post for this show. Let's see what else is on earthnewspaper.com. The song Israel Does Not Want You to Hear, 1 Year of Genocide, 4 Minutes 40 Seconds by Bobby. They really did all of this, and it's a video, okay, and it's on Rumble, and there's a link at the top of the earthnewspaper.com. It's their featured video at the top of that website. Something else that I saw yesterday on there, and I wasn't aware of this, but he did a piece, Mark of Britain, on Frank Sinatra. And it turns out Frank Sinatra, the reason that he was called chairman of the board, I thought it was something to do with his sort of dig at his alleged mafia ties. But he set up Reprise Records as part of an offshoot of the record company he was signed to. And it was designed to give him more creative control over his output. And, of course, there were other famous people on Reprise Records as well, like the Beach Boys, and he gave other examples as well. But I always remember my real father, at his funeral, he had the song If I Had a Hammer by Trini Lopez. That was the song he had played at his funeral. And it was only recently I discovered that that was a communist song. But when my dad had that single... That was on Reprise, and I remember seeing, I can visualise that in my mind now, that Reprise record. So, never knew that Frank Sinatra was involved in the setting up of a record label, especially one that I was aware of as well. Okay, let's move on to censored.news, Mike Adams News Aggregate website. Robert Kennedy Jr. promises to fix CDC Gov's vaccine adverse events. Here it is. It's jumped over to the other side for some reason. Reporting system right away to reflect the true number of vaccine injuries. Well, maybe you'd like to come over here as well, because as you know, for those of you who've listened to this show for any length of time, there is a page, and I can tell you about it. It's from the gov.uk website. It's called Coronavirus COVID-19 Vaccine Adverse Reactions. And I was updating this every week after a member of the audience alerted me to it when I was doing the Limeys show with Malefica Scott, up till, I believe, December of 2022, when they stopped providing updates. What it was there was figures for each vaccine available, COVID vaccine available in the UK. So you had Pfizer, you had Moderna, you had AstraZeneca, you had Novavax, I think was the last one that was reduced, and you had and you have brand unspecified, which is where an injury or death had taken place, but the brand of vaccine had not been recorded as to what the patient was given. And so every week I would click on each of these things and I would add up the figures and I'd report back. And then suddenly they weren't going up weekly anymore. It was every couple of weeks, and they were updated on every week. And then it was maybe once a month, and it was less than that. And then very quietly, they said that they're not going to be updating the figures. They're going to be changing the reporting. Obviously, this wasn't meant for plebs like you and I to see. This was something that, you know, they'll publish to say, well, we've published it, we just don't draw attention to it. And as soon as attention had been drawn to it, the people in charge had said, we can't have this stuff going out to the people, and they pulled it. But this report was last updated 8th of March 2023. Okay, and they say that there are other reports on there now in place of the ones that were actually useful, but these don't tell you anything. And as you can see, a page that's not even been updated since March 2023, that's 2 years ago now. And I know that these COVID vaccines and boosters are still available. And do you really expect me to believe that there's been no injuries and deaths based upon the amount that were reported, which I believe was over 2,000 deaths were reported, and nearly 500,000 people reported being injured after taking the vaccine? There you go. That's your loving democratic government for you. And don't they sound so much more like psychopaths than representing your interests? Let's close out with beforeitsnews.com top 10. I see it's been a longer show again. I hope it's been of interest and I haven't bored you at all. So we'll scroll down to number 10, which is, well, that went up 4 hours ago, got 96 people viewing. Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Jane Ruby, everyone needs to pay attention to this video. Okay, number 9 went up 11 hours ago, 100 people viewing. Dr. Scott Young, Urgent Emergency, Mazzara, EBS USA, Taxes and More. Number 8 went up 8 hours ago, 123 people viewing. WTPN situation update, truth bomb shock, all hell will break loose, the biggest scandal yet. Number 7 went up 9 hours ago, 127 people viewing, Charlie Ward and Gene Decode update, the intel drop everyone needs to hear. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to miss it, aren't I, folks? Number 6 went up 11 hours ago, 128 people viewing, Nino with Michael Jaco and Scott McKay, Doge winning, trouble coming to the streets of America. Number 5 went up a day ago, 142 people viewing, Estrianon drops intel, Trump does a blitzkrieg, they were captured. Number 4 went up 13 hours ago, 171 people viewing, Benjamin Fulford, urgent emergency, they were all executed at Gitmo. Is this a reposting of a previous Benjamin Fulford show, or the one before that, or the one before that, or the one before that? I'm getting confused. Number 3 went up 10 hours ago, 236 people viewing, new X22 report February the 14th, Trump orders biggest move yet, power returning to the people 2025. And indeed, there is elements of power returning to the people. We'll just see what he expects in return for what he's done for them, well, whenever he says it. Number 2 went up 4 hours ago, 263 people viewing, Judy Byington, unredacted, Obama ordered FBI to cover up Hillary Clinton's crimes. And number 1 went up 11 hours ago, 390 people viewing, and we know, Trump saved the best for last. We have it all end near. And just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that this show will be back on Monday. I do the traditional Christian message on Sundays. Well, I actually record that on a Saturday. It's the only show that I don't record and broadcast the same day, so I can actually have a whole day that I don't have to broadcast. So I'm Talking To You will be back on Monday. And until then, folks, I want to thank you for joining me for episode 188. This Sunday, Saturday, February the 15th, 2025, entitled Piero the Unfortunate was born 553 years ago today. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you all. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.